So good morning. This week is Parshat Tazria. There's an interesting situation in this parsha where someone who speaks Lashon Hara is sent out, is determined by the Kohen, and then has to be sent out of the camp, where he then has to become cured from his Tzorat, and then he can return back to the camp. Which is a very intense process of getting cured. So I want to actually kind of take three steps back, and I want you to think about the following. I want everyone to try to think about something where somebody said something kind to you. Have you ever had a moment where somebody said something kind to you, and you're like, wow, that was really nice, and you remembered how you felt? Everybody try to capture that for a minute. Got it? Everybody has something in their head? Yes? Yes, I see some shaking heads. Yes, yes, you have something in your head. Anybody want to share? You don't have to, but anybody want to share? Anybody want to volunteer or something? Yes, Angelina.
So in ninth grade, I was very scared to speak at retreat.
Yeah.
And after a couple hours later, Miss Malakan came up to me and she told me the sweetest, I don't remember what it was, but she was like, "It was so beautiful." I was like, "Oh, thank you so much."
And how did that make you feel?
That made me feel really good because I didn't speak for people to come and compliment me, but no one really came up to me until she came, and I felt very good about it.
And how did that impact your life? You wanted to speak more. So somebody said one sentence to you, and it had a very powerful impact, right? And by the way, Angelina, who just spoke on Shabbaton, who did a gorgeous job and has continued to speak. Could you imagine? Right? Could you imagine if instead of that, somebody went over to you and said, "Why did you think you could get up to speak? Who do you think you are?" You would probably cry, and then you might not have ever spoken again. You wouldn't be the Angelina who got up and just spoke on Shabbaton and wowed yourself. And maybe one day you'll be speaking again and again and again, and maybe wowing people. Okay, the power of one sentence, one positive sentence. Think about that. One compliment, one appreciation. Now I want you to think about the flip side, something negative. Something that somebody said to you that really made you feel icky. Not so inspiring. Not so exciting. And think about that impact. Now, does anybody want to share without sharing the person? Right, because we definitely don't want to do any Lashon Hara, but anything that's there's no connecting factors. Can somebody share an example of some? And it's a hard question, so if you don't have one, I have one, it's fine. Anybody have one? Somebody said something very negative, and it had a really negative impact on you.
I think it comes a lot of scuffle-wise. If I say I do something,
why do you do that? You feel like you're judged. Oh, that's very interesting. I definitely think that. I could see that. And then how does that make you feel?
Why am I being put down for something that's right?
Okay, so you're maybe doing something that you think you know is good, and then somebody's like, "Why do you do that?" By the way, why do you think they say that? Why do you do that?
They're jealous.
I
don't think they're jealous.
Or they feel bad, they're not doing it.
I don't think they feel bad. They're probably just genuinely judging.
Genuinely just judging.
I'm wearing tights in the summer, and they're why are you wearing tights in the summer?
Well, why do they care if you're wearing tights in the summer?
I don't think they're jealous.
It's just a curiosity. Just interesting. But does it ever make you feel I don't want to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're okay, but I know that deep down it's the right thing to do, so I'm going to do it. How many of you have ever had somebody say something negative to you? You don't have to say what it is, just to raise your hand. Oh, Michaela, you want to say something? Yes. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Basketball? Not possible.
No, in fifth grade. And
Right, now nobody's better.
And she was like, she would say like mean comments, and like she would like show like she would like yeah show off about.
Yeah.
And she would say like, oh my God, you're so bad, get better.
And, like, ooh. And then, whoa. You're so bad, get better.
And then,
wow.
We met up in seventh grade
again, yeah.
And then she's like, oh, are you still bad again? And then and I'm like,
and then what happened?
And then
you won.
And I won 39.
Wow, and that felt great. Right. So I like, I think about like the concept and the power of like positive words. And I think that, you know, I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz and on Vayu Torah, and he was saying that like Lashon Hara is one of the worst things. It's one of the worst that they wrote. And yet, for whatever reason, it's something that almost everybody falls to at some point in their lives. It's one of those things where somebody, if they're not Shomer Shabbat, they're not considered religious, right? But if they're Shomer Shabbat and they're religious, but then they say Lashon Hara, you don't look at them and say they're not religious. You may not like it, but for whatever reason, it's like considered one of those human flaws that just somehow everybody falls to. And yet it's considered really bad. So much so that Sorat is actually, when somebody gets Sorat, they don't go to a doctor. They go to a Kohen, because it is considered a spiritual ailment. Something that happens to you that's just like, you did something spiritually wrong, and therefore physically what happens on the inside comes out on the outside. You know, by the way, if we lived in a world, when I was in elementary school and I thought about Sorat, I'm like, I can't live in a world of Mashiach because I'm like, I'm going to have Sorat all the time. Yeah. Like, think about it. Like, what does that mean? It is so embarrassing. If you get Sorat, you actually, like, everybody sees, you have to tell everybody. It's incredibly embarrassing, and you have to leave the camp.
Is it also someone hears Lashon Hara?
Could be. Not sure. I think I'd have to sit there and really study the laws of Sorat, so I don't want to answer. Maybe Mrs. Brody knows, who teaches Hilchot Lashon Hara. But that's like, but I think that basically depends on maybe what your role is, if you hear it and repeat it. But basically, it was a very big deal. And by the way, it doesn't mean, it's a kind of make sense punishment, right? Like, if you're hurting someone within a community, then that's going to be something that you're then getting removed from the community. It's like a very easy understanding of Mida Kenegan Mida. But I remember when I was a kid, I was like, I don't know if I could live with that. I'd like literally be kicked out every single minute. But as you get older, you start realizing. And so I want to say that even as a teenager, I feel like Lashon Hara was something that happens all the time. But I want to share with you that as you get older, you can hopefully you start realizing that Lashon Hara is actually toxic. And there's a reason why it's so amazing that people would be removed from the community. So hopefully they will learn from it. And even the reason they were removed from the community is so that everybody would daven for them. It's like, actually, you did something wrong, but then you acknowledge that you did something wrong, and then you're welcome back into the community. Like, I think about it, I'm going to tell a story, which is like a crazy story, and like, obviously, everything worked out for the good, but like, I remember many, many years ago when I was single, and my older brother was dating. Now, my older brother was considered what you would say in those days, like a catch, okay? He was good looking. He was a really good learner. He finished college, was going to go and do whatever. He was like, you know, nice family, okay? My brother. I'm just kind of kidding, okay? But I remember there were like 1,000 phone calls for him, okay? He dated this girl. It was getting to a point where it was getting serious enough. The girl didn't live in this state, in New York. My parents flew to meet her parents. Okay? That's how serious it was. Listen to what happens. Somebody calls the girl's family. and start saying bad things about my father. Shouldn't put this out on YU tour. I'm like, this is getting me nervous here. Okay, but it was complete Lashon Hara. What was the thing? Okay, my father's a lawyer, and he helped people. In addition to being a Rav, he's a lawyer. And somebody that he helped was a single mother. And the father, the ex-husband, that whole family was angry that my father tried to pressure to pay, have him pay child support. And they were just Lashon Hara for revenge. And this girl's parents got nervous. And the girls stopped talking to my brother for 4 days. And I happen to think it was Minas Shemayim for my parents and my brother, because I think, listen, you believe in the world that like it wasn't his bashart. But my brother afterwards broke off the dating. And I remember that she would, like, at the shachin call, the girl's crying. She feels so bad. My brother's like, if you believe that about me and my family, it's not for me. Think about the power of Lashon Hara. One person, what? Right. Like, you just don't know me. You don't trust me. Like, I just can't. Like, I actually think, like, Baruch Hashem, he met the right person, and he's married, and I love his wife, and I love it. Like, it's like, it wasn't right for him, right? But I think, to me, in that moment, I remember it was like, that is the toxicity of Lashon Hara. One person just wanted to mess up someone else's life. And, like, that's scary. And you see it all the time. People just blah, 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 blah. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. And it literally destroys people. Yes, Dahlia.
So another is, like, an obligation to, like, if you know something about someone and, like, they're dating or something, and then, like, it's like if there's something that, like, the other family should know, then you have an obligation.
Yeah. This was not that.
I know, but what, like, how do you know? Because if, let's say, they tell you and you think that, oh, that's what they're saying.
So I'll tell you what the difference is. This was not a research call. This was not, oh, I'm trying to learn about this family, and we're L'Shem Shemayim, and you're L'Shem Shemayim, and I want to understand what's going on. This was gossip and somebody just trying to hurt someone else. It was revenge. It's like, I the family of that ex-husband, like, were not L'Shem Shemayim people and just wanted to hurt. And that family, I would say, and that is a character flaw, and that's why I guess my parents and my brother were like, no. They didn't know how to distinguish what was L'Shem Shemayim and what was not. And I think that therein is the difference between when something is Lashon Hara and when something is not. And maybe our understanding of the negativity of Lashon Hara and the way we can think about how we use our mouths and how we speak. Because it says in Pirkei Avot that we should use everything we do, L'Shem Shemayim. Every word that we say, everything that we do should be L'Shem Shemayim. But you know what happens with Lashon Hara? Very often, it's not L'Shem Shemayim. The gossip, it just makes, sometimes it's like you're schmoozing with your friends. And it's like, okay, if somebody makes a comment about someone else, you know what happens? It makes you feel good because maybe you're better than the other person. That's not L'Shem Shemayim. If you have to share something negative about someone else, you're sharing it because it's L'Shem Shemayim. That you have a reason for it, that there's something, there's a value to it. There's a good thing. Yes. So then you have to be very careful. Is it really L'Shem Shemayim? And if you do a deep questioning, and the beauty, here's this is what's extraordinary. The beauty of Torah, and as you get older, you'll start to realize this more and more. The beauty of Torah is that you're able, Torah helps you become a better person. It helps you work on your midot. It's a fascinating thing. The idea that you should be careful about the words you use. It's so important. And that's something that I think is a core value. That we are a community and we should care about each other and we should be kind to each other and we should watch the words that we say. And if our friend is doing well, We should appreciate that. And if you are a L'shem Shamayim person and you know that Hashem loves you and you realize that every person in this world has a beautiful neshama, then deep down you're okay if somebody else is doing better or being more careful with mitzvot. You're like, you know what? That's beautiful. I don't have to feel bad that I'm not doing that. I'm doing the things that are good for me and she's doing the things that are good for her. And we all deeply respect each other. So in understanding that part of the problem with Lashon Hara is that you don't deep down understand that every single person has a beautiful neshama and you're not respecting the godliness in the other person. You're seeing only the negative. And that's like we have to, as I always say, hashkafa, it's a mindset. We have to shift our mindset. And that's the beauty and the power of Torah. The gift that we have is it actually helps us become better people. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbat Shalom.